All right. Welcome back. We're back live here at the 2018 Into the Breach Men's Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, where the weather is always beautiful, according to my experience.
We're wrapping up the Into the Breach Conference. We're here with one of the speakers, one of the featured speakers, Hector Molina. Hector, thanks for carving out a little bit of time to hang out with us.
Sure, happy to do so. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Okay, so you give us a brief rundown of kind of what your talk was about today and what you wanted to make sure to bring to everybody today.
Gotcha. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning. How much time do you have? I was the closer today. So basically, it was really focusing on being missionary disciples, what it means to follow Jesus. Distinguishing between those who are fans of Jesus and those who are followers of Jesus. The followers of Jesus are fishers of men. You really can't call yourself a follower if you're not fishing, because it flows from discipleship. Come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And there are a great number of men, a great number of Catholics who labor under the misconception that they are true disciples. But if you're not fishing, you're not following. Mm-hmm. Because following entails that. You know, Jesus invites us to divine intimacy. You know, he called them to himself. If you read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, when it speaks about him going up into the hills and calling to himself those whom he desired. Mm-hmm. And they came to be with him, and then he sent them out to preach. You can't be sent out to preach, and you can't be a missionary unless you're first a disciple. You've got to come to Jesus. And I think there are a great number of Catholics out there today in our own country and points beyond who believe themselves to be Catholics, but who have yet to have that encounter with Jesus, who have yet to respond to that invitation to abide in him, to come to him, to deepen that intimacy and that friendship. Because once you befriend Jesus, all bets are off. I mean, he's mm-hmm. going to transform your life, and he's going to make you radiate joy and the gospel, and that leads to mission. You know, Pope John Paul II said it best. He says, you know, those who come into genuine contact with Jesus Christ cannot keep him to themselves. They must proclaim him. And so that's the litmus test. I mean, really, if you're filled with joy to the point of bursting, that you just want to radiate Jesus and the good news, that's a good sign that you are experiencing that kind of friendship and intimacy. And I think that's something that's missing in the lives of many Catholics. And that's why it's a privilege to be here today with the men as we reflect upon the quality of our discipleship, whether or not we're really following Jesus or whether we're just fans.
Yeah, I think that's... The problem with that message is that it's really hard. But you know what? That's what men need to hear. Because today there's very, very few challenges in life. I go to work, I drive there, I sit down, I'm in a climate-controlled environment all day, everything is so easy, you know, I'm on my computer, I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to get out of my chair. Yeah. To do almost anything. So everything is so, there is no challenge left in life.
Yeah.
And so when you do challenge a guy, it's like, it's almost like inside he says, finally, something worth doing that's hard.
Absolutely. And it's something that's larger than yourself. Again, I think that's what's inspiring is that, you know, you ask the question, what would possess these fishermen who devoted themselves day in and day out to doing this? This is their craft.
Right.
Here comes this itinerant preacher and says, hey, drop your nets. Come follow me. Give everything up.
What's this?
And I'll make you feel good. He didn't say, come follow me and I'll fulfill your dreams.
Right.
Desires.
Yeah.
Come follow me and you'll have it all. No. He says, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He pointed to the mission. And then I think respond to that call. To be missionaries, to be warriors. Something larger than ourselves. I think that's stamped in our DNA. You know, we're hardwired that way. Unfortunately, as you pointed out a moment ago, we become so lethargic, we become so conditioned by our culture to be couch potato Catholics and to really take it easy. And it's just, let's just glide through the life of faith. And there is no summons to courage, there's no summons to sacrifice. And we're just placated by these nice little sermons that want to make us feel good and give us the warm fuzzies and pat us on the back. And if you read the Gospels, that's not how Jesus preached. That's not how he taught. Again, full of compassion and mercy, but nevertheless, he was able to call men, summon men to that greatness, and to elevate their vision and their understanding of life. So that's what I try to impart to the men today is, listen, you know, you're not created for mediocrity. You're created for greatness. You're created for this great reality to be filled by God, to be used by God, to be nothing less than a saint. If that doesn't inspire you, gets your engines running.
Check your pulse.
Exactly. If that doesn't elevate your heart rate, you know, and give you pause and really make you think and get excited, then, you know, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. You might as well just jump in now because... I mean, this is what we're made for. Having men intuitively would call and summon by other men to take action, to be heroic and virtuous. Something clicks. And that's why I love these conferences, the opportunity to do that. And it's a safe environment where you're with about 1,200 other men who are experiencing along with you. Again, how many opportunities have Catholic men to have? Think about your own parish, filled with majority women. Yeah, right. You're one of the few dudes who's there.
And drives me crazy. Drives me absolutely crazy.
When do you get to experience that kind of solidarity and fellowship with other men who have been beaten on the chest by Jesus, who's poking us and saying, what are you doing about this life that I've given?
Yeah.
You know, are you ready to man up and go all in for this cause? Mm-hmm. You know, I've created you for a reason, for a purpose, yet you're living beneath your dignity. You aren't even striving for an inkling of what it is that I've created you for. And when you deliver that message, you back it up by the very words of Christ and the teachings of the church. And I mean, men respond to that.
Because
again, only men can summon other men to manhood. Only men can teach other men how to be men. Women can't do that. No one else can do that. So when you see a group of men who are lovers of the Lord, who are passionate about their faith, who are living the gospel, who are striving and working out their salvation in fear and trembling and with holy boldness, I mean, I'm sorry. The average Catholic man has to take notice because there's something different about that man. And so for me, it's a joy to be able to gather on these occasions with all these men, for us just to be men together.
Yeah.
And to be able to reflect on what it means to be a man of God, what it means to be a godly man, what it means to be a disciple, what it means to man up. And this is one of the outstanding conferences. One of the really outstanding conferences in the country. I've been to virtually all of them. And they really, they get it here in Phoenix.
They
pull out all the stops to make sure that men not only come and experience the power of God's presence and the good news, but that they leave armed and equipped to be able to go out there and to be able to live this out, and it's inspiring.
You know how you really know that they get it? Snacks, Slim Jims,
beef jerky.
It's like, you know what? They got it. It's like that was the finishing touch. It's the Slim Jim.
Hector, I think that I've heard this from I think it was Mark Hart or somebody who said no one would have blamed the apostles for not following Jesus.
Yeah.
But nobody would have remembered them either.
Absolutely.
And I think that someday in our final judgment we're there, God, one thing that I think most men will be absolutely ashamed about is all of the things that God wanted to give you in your life, all the graces that He said, here's what I want you to do with your family, with all the graces that I give you to build my kingdom up, and we do nothing with it.
Yeah,
we squander the graces because we're not willing to accept. We don't accept it.
Yeah,
and if that doesn't get you jacked up either, I don't know. Again, check your pulse.
Oh goodness, yeah. And I mean, here people are coming to a day that, in essence, we could liken it to a 2x4 that God the Father wields to wake you up. And if you come to this kind of an event, listen to these kinds of talks, and walk away just unfazed by it, we're going to have to really pray for you because this event is truly impactful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting the warm, fuzzy, sermonic massage that wants to placate you. You're good, you're great, feel good about yourself, and just go back to doing what
you're
doing.
All it does is put you more to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not what this event is about. It really is to animate men to awaken in us that holy longing, that desire that God places in our hearts. You know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about the desire for God is inscribed in the human heart. God literally hardwires us for himself. I mean, he built us, he made us, he created us to be filled by him, and nothing else in this world can satisfy. And when you gather men in this kind of a venue where men can just be men, be honest, not have to worry about, you know, women listening in on the conversation, and us to really talk about what it means to be a man and the struggles and the challenges, and remind men of this, and nothing in this world will satisfy you. Nothing in this world will inspire you more to get up in the morning and to fight the good fight and not to give in to the temptation and the vicissitudes of this world. This is what this conference does for men. It reawakens them and it builds them up. And it's inspiring to see because we desperately need this. I think over the past decade, as I've watched things, these conferences have been cropping up all over the country. And they continue to crop up. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is doing something quite remarkable. The Holy Spirit wants to raise up a new culture, a Pentecostal culture, so to speak, a new Pentecost for men in particular, that we're able to respond to this move of the Holy Spirit because, again, and I alluded to this in the talk, this is a crisis of saints. Mm-hmm. It's a famine of truly great and godly men. And the Holy Spirit desires to raise up a new cadre, a new army, so to speak, of Catholic men who are willing to strive for holiness and to go all in for Jesus. Again, if that doesn't quicken your pulse and give you pause and make you think and evaluate your life, then I don't know what else will do that.
Right.
As Father Larry Richards would say, you better look between your legs because there's nothing there. Yes. my last question for you, Hector, is one of the main points of your talk was you cannot pick up your cross unless you drop your nets first. So what are the nets? What are the nets that men need to... Because, you know, specific examples sometimes really helps.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they?
You know, the nets represent your priorities, the things that bind you. You know, the rich young man, he came to Jesus. What do I need to do to enter into eternal life? Obey the commandments. Which commandments? He lists the commandments. I think I've got that down pat, Jesus. What do I still lack? Mm-hmm. Jesus says, okay, you want to know? If you wish to be perfect, go sell all that you have. Give to the poor. Your treasure will be great in heaven. Then come follow me. So you've got to let go of all of your priorities.
Yeah.
For the rich young man, it was money. It was the material possessions. We're very guilty of that, especially here in the West. We tend to be a very materialistic culture.
Yeah.
And men associate manhood with accumulating things, toys, possessions, wealth, bank account, big car, big house. And so for some, it may be those material possessions. You've got to drop your pursuit of the American dream of riches and fame and fortune, glory and honor, for the sake of following after Jesus. So that can represent a whole host of things. You know, your priorities, your plans. And when you follow Jesus, he upends all of that.
Yeah.
He says, listen, if I'm going to be Lord, then you have to submit to my saving sovereignty, my power, my authority. And unless you're willing to do that, you can't take the first step in discipleship to follow me if you're not willing to give all that up. Now the disciples, again, metaphorically, with their livelihood, their nets were everything to them. It's how they made a living. It's how they provided for their families. It was their goal in life, their instrument. Jesus says, give that up because I've got a higher calling for you. You're going to be fishers of men. And we each have to evaluate in our own lives, what is holding me back? What are the nets that have me wrapped up, that I'm caught up in? I need to extricate myself from that in order to follow the Lord. So what is hindering you? And it could be many different things. I mean, it could be sinful behavior, pornography, you know, sexual addiction, or many other types of addiction. It could be an addiction to wealth and the pursuit of wealth. You name it. Identify those things that have you wrapped up. You've got to free yourself from that through the power of Jesus in order for him to be able to use you and to make you into the disciple that he wants to make you. So for all of us, it's different. But nevertheless, we all have nets that we kind of hold on to as a safety net.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to try to follow Jesus. But, you know, you can't – again, Jesus says, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
If you're going to follow Jesus, it's all in or nothing because right. his call to discipleship is radical. Unfortunately, in our day and age and in our culture, we have so sissified that and watered that down. If you go to church on Sunday for 1 hour, that's enough. Jesus just loves that. That's all he wants from you.
Or just be a nice guy.
Just, yeah, listen, I like to say, I don't know if you've seen the bumper sticker that says basically, you know, God is not interested in weekend visitation. He wants full custody. And I love that. He's not interested in weekend visitation. He's not interested in your 1 hour on Sunday alone. He wants full custody of your mind, your heart, your soul. He wants all of you. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so either you're all in or you're a pretender. You're a fanboy. And I spent time
you're
in that
poser.
Fan. You're a poser. And that's hard for men to hear. But you know what? Way back when, I needed to hear that. I needed to see the difference between true disciples and what being a fan of Jesus is. There are too many fans out there. Those are the ain'ts. Mm-hmm. Jesus calls me to be a saint. He wants me to be all in. And so we've got to differentiate, delineate between the posers and the true followers of Jesus. I, like so many of you, are striving to be faithful to that, to be molded into. And that doesn't happen overnight, but it requires a first step. Mm-hmm. So what's the net you're going to drop today? What's the sacrifice you're going to make? How are you going to make Jesus that priority in your life? When you begin to do that, then he will order your steps. And that process of transformation will begin and continue through his grace.
Mm-hmm. And nothing else.
His grace alone.
Yep. So, Hector, thanks so much for hanging out with us and talking with us today. How can they reach you?
Well, I'm part of a ministry called Casting Nets Ministries. We are an evangelization apostle. We travel the entire United States preaching parish missions, both in English and in Spanish. We train Catholics in parishes and in dioceses in the art of evangelization, how to evangelize and share the gospel. And so you're able to contact us through our website, castingnetsministries.com, or my website, which again would filter into Casting Nets, which is hectormolina.com. And we'd be happy to come to your parish, to your diocese, to share the good news and to equip you to be able to share it with others.
Awesome.
Thanks for being a gift.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
All right. And we are officially signing off here at the 2018 conference. The men have left. Yeah. It remains us alone.
Yes. So and then there were two.
Thank you for listening to us throughout the day. We pray that you have been blessed by this broadcast and that you would use that and bless others.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.